There's a good chance this is going to be a short meeting, huh?
Yeah, that's okay.
It's been a long year.
All right, I have my devices rolling and the floor is yours.
Thank you, Anthony. Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Morro Bay Planning Commission. It is Tuesday, November 2nd. We have a quorum of three commissioners. We are waiting for Commissioner Rodriguez, hoping he will show up soon. And our vacant seat has been filled by Asia King, but she will not join us this evening as she has not been sworn in yet. There's Mr. Rodriguez. Welcome, Mike. So we are called to order and have a quorum. We'll start with a moment of silence. All right, next up, Planning Commissioner announcements. Does anybody have anything they'd like to share at this time?
Nope.
Okay, moving on, public comment period. This is a time for you to comment on any items not on the agenda or items coming up that you can't stay for. Anthony, do we have anyone in the queue for public comment?
Thank you, Chair Stewart. I was waiting just a moment, but I do not see any raised hands in the queue.
All right. Thank you very much. And we have no presentations. So we'll go to the consent calendar. The only thing on there is the current and advanced planning processing list. Anybody have any questions or concerns about that list? A lot of work that our staff is doing. All right, then I will just suggest that we receive and file and move on to our public hearing, which is B1 405 Elena Street. We have Ms. Hubbard on board here, and we'll give you the floor, Nancy.
Okay, I'm going to share my screen for the presentation.
Great, thanks.
All right, are you seeing a presentation?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, okay, here we go. So this is public hearing to consider the conditional use permit and parking exception for an addition to a single family home at 405 Elena. The photo here is a photo of the home. And the original home was likely a repurposed World War II military building moved to the site around 1949. Later, the garage was added and some expansions on the north side. The work may have predated the city. We don't have any record of permits. The existing home is under 1,000 square feet and a single car garage meets the parking requirement for that size home in this zoning and overlay district. The existing structures do not meet criteria as CEQA historic research, although the report was interesting. Non-conforming features, the garage setback along Elena and Elm, and the side yard, which is north setback, are non-conforming. Zoning. The zoning is R1 S2, which provides for reduced development standards to accommodate small parcels. The recently adopted coastal land use designation for this site is medium density, allowing up to 15 units per acre. Given the size of the parcel, however, and existence of the home, the project meets the criteria for approval under the new land use designation. The project required a conditional use permit and a parking exception because of the existing non-conforming conditions and the size of the proposed addition relative to the existing home. Development standards. This is the standard table that compares the zoning standards in the middle column and the standards that are met with the project existing and with addition. And all of the red highlighted text is areas that are non-conforming, but all of them are existing and the addition is all conforming. Here is the site plan of the project, and there is 90 square feet of demo to prep for the addition on the west side, 362 square feet of single-story addition, 271 square feet net increase in condition space, which was a 30% increase from the existing house. This is the parking exception. This shows an outline of the house with the existing single-car garage on the right and an existing driveway and curb cut on Dogwood on the top left. So as I mentioned before, the existing home met the parking requirement. The addition triggers the requirement for a second space. And the proposal is for a second space to be in the open parking space off of Dogwood. Here's the project elevations. There's a rendering in the top right corner. And below I show the south, north, and the west elevations with the addition area surrounded by a red, it's not really a square, so I don't know what to call that with the round edges, but neighborhood compatibility. This is, the top photo is an aerial view looking east with the arrow pointing at the house. The area is surrounded primarily by older single-story residential homes, many of the same era, which is 1940s, 1950s. To the south of the site, so the other side of Elena, is multifamily housing, and further west is commercial and higher density housing. So this site is really kind of the last opportunity for single-family home, although the land use is allowing higher density. So photo simulation, and again, I've got the existing and then the proposed. So you can see it's a very improved street view. And finally, the staff recommendation is for approval of the conditional use permit and the parking exception pursuant to the findings and conditions of approval included in Planning Commission Resolution 19-21. And that concludes the presentation.
Thank you, Nancy. Back to the commission. Hang on a second. There we go. Do we have any questions for staff? Joe.
Hi, Nancy. I think I already know the answers, but I'll ask them anyway. So the applicant is definitely going to build a concrete pad for that second parking space?
They'll have to improve the existing one. There is one, it's probably covered up and cracked. It'll probably have to be improved.
Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and the space, I think the pad was supposed to be 15 feet long. And I think the distance from the wall of the building to the end of the property was about 16 and a half feet, which is certainly enough for a typical car. So my question is, if the applicant or more likely its successor, owned a car that was inappropriately large so that it intruded into the parkway. If nothing that we do today in terms of granting the application would in any way insulate him from, various penalties associated with permanently blocking or continually blocking a parkway. Am I correct in that?
Yes. I mean, typically Public Works looks at these, and there are parking exceptions we have approved in the past that have even less space within the property line. And Public Works looks at kind of the general area, the use of the street, the finishes and edge of road, and they determine whether it's a problem or not. And this one was not.
Right. Well, I guess what I'm essentially asking is the applicant or successors should know that they should essentially keep their car within the property line. Is that a fair way of stating it?
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, any other questions for staff? And any ex parte communications? Okay, we'll open it up for public comment then. Do we have anybody in public comment, Anthony?
Thank you, Chair Stewart. Currently, I do not see any raised hands in the queue.
Okay, we'll bring it back to the commission for discussion. Anybody want to open it up? Well, I will say thanks to Paula Carr for another great historical report. I think she does such a good job of just giving you this full picture of this community and how it developed and the history. And I think it sounds like I know at least Joe has walked around the place. It definitely needs some love. It's pretty shabby, and I'm excited about the development that they're doing, and that, you know, what has happened is a good record of where this little house may have been before and where it is now and some of the architectural features. So it's a great thing just to have for our files. These reports are so helpful. I was also really pleased to see that it's just going to be a little single story house. So somebody's affordable living home and an improvement for the neighborhood. So those would be my comments. I think I had one question that I think I know the answer of, because you said it was about a 30% increase, so sprinklers are not required.
I'd have to check the resolution.
Okay. I think the Muni Code says if it's more than 50% alterations, they're required, but...
The project is conditioned to require...
Yeah, they are required.
Yeah, they're there. Okay.
And it cites the section. It says 50% or 300 square feet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There it is. Okay. I just had to bring that up for Jesse's sake.
Thank you.
Previous commissioner always asked about sprinklers. So I think it's a great little project. I'm excited to see it move forward. Anybody else?
I would just say the same thing. I'm delighted that it's going to remain a small, cuter house and an improvement to the community. I think it's lovely.
Chair Stewart, I'm ready to make a motion.
Let's go for it.
I would move that we approve staff's recommendation.
Second. I would second that.
All right. Any discussion on the motion? I think we're good to go. Ms. Hubbard.
Commissioner Ingraffia.
Yes.
Commissioner Rodriguez.
Yes.
Vice Chair Roshan.
Yes.
Chair Stewart.
Yes.
There you go, 12 minutes.
This may be the quickest meeting on record.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and good luck to the applicant. Hope the process is smooth from here on out.
Me too.
All right, moving on to new business. We have nothing listed there. Unfinished business, there's always a lot of that, but we don't have anything actually written on the agenda. So we'll move on to Planning Commissioner comments and future agenda items. Mike, you should comment on something.
No, I've had
no.
So I want to see if we can set a record here.
Set a record. Okay. So we're going to all be really brief tonight. Yeah. No other comments, future agenda items.
But we want to look good for the new commissioner.
We don't want her to stress out that we have long meetings and all
never
of that.
Never do that. Never.
And she's on the call, so she's watching.
Welcome, Asia. We're looking forward to meeting you. All right. Well, let's just move on to community development director comments. Scott?
I do have a few things for you guys. I sent out an email a little while ago based on some prodding from Commissioner Rodriguez. Thank you about that. So I followed back up with the APA membership. I got responses back from Commissioner Rodriguez and Commissioner Stewart that they'd like me to sign them up. Commissioner Ingraffia, Commissioner Roshan, do you have interest in that as well?
I'd like to join.
Okay. Joe?
Well, probably. I'll just think about it and give you a decision over the next several days.
Okay, it's not expensive, so. All right. Thank you, Commissioner Roshan, and I'll wait to hear back from Commissioner Ingraffia and probably reach out to Asia King here and ask her if she's interested as well by email after the meeting. What else do I got? Oh, I have, so we're getting ready to pick back zoning back up. We do have, the last time that we had this up was, I didn't realize my camera was off, sorry. Last time the Planning Commission reviewed this was back in 2018. The Planning Commission at the time had gone through at that time two separate occasions of going through it basically page by page or chapter by chapter, providing input. And so we have that, and that is posted on the city's website. We are proposing to bring that back to you in December to reintroduce you, since most of you have not seen it. There are going to be, we've changed the format of it a little bit. That's not on the online version yet. It probably will be perhaps later next week. The entire zoning code was also the city's coastal implementation plan when the commission last saw it. And then Pacific Grove was able to process a local coastal implementation plan amendment to their local coastal program. And it just included, and there's for their zoning code, it just included a couple of chapters. And we conversed with Coastal Commission staff on that, and they said, yeah, that's fine, you can do that. So we revised the format of our document a little bit. The policies don't change, just the formatting of where things are located are going to be moved around a little bit, so that a much smaller portion of the zoning code will be the implementation plan, like, you know, maybe 20-30 pages, something like that. So big improvement, and then we don't have to, we want to change things that aren't part of the implementation plan, we can just go change them ourselves. We don't have to go to Coastal for that. So that's a good deal. We're also going to have, we're also working on an affordable accommodation policy in there, with Coastal Commission staff. And as you might recall, when we were going through adoption of the general plan, local coastal program, or local coastal land use plan, we had correspondence from our master leaseholders group down on the waterfront. And we told, and you might recall this, that we indicated that we would make some of the changes that they requested inside of the zoning code. And so we're meeting with Kathy Novak on their behalf tomorrow, just to kind of make sure we're all on the same page about the changes. And so you'll see those potentially forthcoming. Our options as changes. We also had some cleanup items between 2018, when the commission last saw it, and today. We have been comparing projects that are going through our process to our current code and then the draft code to see if it works, right? Test it, proof it. And there are some cleanup things that we need to make. So there's going to be a couple of tweaks related to that as well. So just kind of giving you a little bit of a heads up that it's coming. It'll mostly be the policies that you see in the current version that's online, but it'll be in a little bit different format. And that'll be, again, first meeting in December. You'll get to see that, and you'll get to, well, most of you'll get to meet Martha for the first time. Some of you are already familiar with her. So I don't know if I had anything else. Let's see. Nope, that's... that covers what I wanted to go over with you guys. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Well, I think it is going to be the fastest meeting on record. Good job, everybody. If nobody else has a comment, question, concern, anything to say?
Well, one reminder, I do have comments on the waterfront design guidelines, since I did leave one thing off. I've gotten comments back from Commissioners Graffia, Chair Stewart. I don't have anything yet back from Commissioners Roshan or Rodriguez that I've seen. So just a reminder that that's out there, and that's all I have. So.
Perfect.
I promise you tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
Ooh, he's going to stay up all night since he didn't have a long meeting. He has time now. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. We will adjourn to our next regularly scheduled meeting on November 16th at 6 o'clock via teleconference. Everybody have a good couple of weeks. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.